This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has ruled out talks with U.S. officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. A senior North Korean official said Pyongyang has never begged for dialogue with the U.S. That's not surprising to research fellow Go Myung-hyun of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
U.S. side has made it very clear from the beginning that didn't want to make Pyeongchang an opportunity for U.S. and North Korea to meet. The U.S. side is clearly worried about North Korea making Pyeongchang a stage for North Korea's propaganda campaign.
Earlier, Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson seemed to leave the door open for talks. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will make her debut on the world stage when she visits South Korea for the opening ceremonies Friday. Pence, who will lead the U.S. delegation, said in Japan the U.S. would soon unveil tough new economic sanctions against North Korea.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.
Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted the dispute with the North over its nuclear and missile programs is firmly in the diplomatic lane. Deputy South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Wednesday predicted a speedy resolution of President Jacob Zuma's pending exit from power over corruption allegations. Political analyst CBC Indilayana cautioned Mr. Ramaphosa, his likely successor, has to tread carefully.
Cyril is worried that if it looks like the ANC pushes him out, he might be disruptive, might mobilize an ethnic base, because he feels that he's been dealt with rather harshly.
This is VOA News. In Syria, more than 30 civilians were reported killed Wednesday in